This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel's neighbors and key mediators are warning of disaster repercussions if its military launches a ground invasion in Gaza's southern city of Rafah. Israel says remaining Hamas strongholds are located there, along with over half the besieged territory's population. Israeli airstrikes killed at least 44 Palestinians in Rafah on Saturday, including more than a dozen children. The Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, a day earlier, said that he had asked the military to plan for the evacuation of hundreds or thousands of people ahead of an invasion. He gave no details or timeline, but the announcement set off panic. An Israeli drone strike hit a car near Lebanon's southern port city, killing at least two people, wounding two others. A strike near the coastal town of Jadra took place 37 miles from the Israeli border, making it one of the furthest inside Lebanon since violence erupted along the Lebanon-Israel border on October 8th. An Israeli security official said the target of the strike was Hamas official Basil Saleh, who was not injured or injured to an unknown extent. The official said that he was responsible for an enlistment of new Hamas recruits in Gaza and the West Bank. The attack came as Iran's foreign minister met in Beirut with Lebanese leaders and the head of the militant Hezbollah group. The governor of the Ukrainian region of Kharkiv says a Russian drone strike on the city of the same name, the second largest city in the country, killed seven people overnight, including three children. He said Saturday that the drones hit civilian infrastructure, causing a massive fire that burned down 15 private houses. Ukraine's interior minister said that more than 50 people had been evacuated, that emergency workers that contained the blaze